There are plenty of words to describe our next guest, and many of us would call her our idol. Seeing her perform will never leave you empty, as time after time her music allows you to simply head to the floor. Whether you prefer to move up, down, or sideways, or whether someone decides to turn their back to you, there comes a time we have the urge to scream, "Let me be me." Because after this week, things will not be how they used to be for this lady. Spread those Chinese whispers and take off your poker face, as we are going gaga for a new number one single. We have been waiting for some time for an Australian artist to burn into the number one spot, and there is no doubt that this little lady will keep you running back for more. Please welcome to the sister of the Hump Day crew, Miss Jessica Monvoy.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
That's the best ever.
Your songs are like an autobiography now. Saves you from writing one. You're probably too busy to write one now. Congratulations on your number one single.
Thanks heaps. It's been great. I've just, you know, it's a lot of great feedback and just great vibes, you know, from a lot of people and especially the public. So
yeah,
thanks, you know, thanks to them.
How did you feel when you found out on Sunday?
I was a little shocked actually, and yeah. I was at home in Darwin at the time, so just, you know, hanging out with family and chilling out, and my manager said that he will give me a call. I got a private call, and it was actually one of my cousins, and he was just like, "Oh, you're number one." I'm like, "You're not supposed to be calling me. My manager's supposed to be calling me." So it was just a blessed day, I guess, and yeah, it was just amazing to see, you know, just having, you know, seeing it moving up. So I was just like, wow.
Yeah. Was it nice to be able to share that with your close family and friends
too? Absolutely, and being home, you know, was the best, you know, and, you know, celebrating it, you know, in Darwin with the fam, yeah.
Yeah, and over the past 6 months, obviously, since the release of your album, one thing that's been talked about a lot in the media is this huge transformation you've undergone, both musically and personally.
Yeah.
How would you say, like, your outlook's changed since recording the album to now?
It's so amazing, and I guess, you know, I'm just growing up, and I'm 19 now, and you know, I think it's just kind of really transformed itself, you know, and yeah, really. But I mean, it's great. I'm having so much fun, and, you know, getting to go around and sing my own songs, and you know, just having people have a, you know, surprised reaction, I guess. Yeah. So
have you made any New Year's resolutions?
I guess one of them was, you know, to kind of, you know, have this album out and see how good it goes. So yeah, that was one of them.
Now, one of the tracks on your album is Running Back, which you recorded with Flo Rida. What was it like working with someone who's worked with megastars like Timbaland and that kind of thing?
I think it was just so amazing. Like, you know, it was so unexpected as well. Like, I had written the song with the producer Audius, who is amazing, and you know, I would can't wait to get back in the studio with him. But we had written the song, and we had a couple of, you know, locals come in and do a little bit of rapping and stuff like that. But you know, when we got the call that, you know, Flo wanted to, you know, be on the project, I was like, "No, man, that is so awesome. Yes." But yeah, he's such a cool guy, very genuine, and I was just, you know, it was just really amazing to see how supportive he was of me.
Did you score yourself a pair of Apple Bottom jeans?
No, not yet.
No, because I thought maybe when you're recording with him, it's like, you know, when you go to an event, you get a souvenir, that's probably his, or a pair of boots with the fur is the other one. Yeah.
No, it's great. Yeah,
when your song was released, Running Back, Andrew G described it as the hottest thing in radio.
Ooh,
is that,
wow,
is that your favourite track from Been Waiting?
It's definitely one of my favourites.
Yeah.
But the other one would have to be Because, who I wrote with Fingers, Michael, who's really, really cool. And yeah, that's
your favourite.
Yeah.
And what's on your iPod at the moment?
iPod is, I'm listening to a lot of John Legend and who else? Neo and a lot of Timbaland. So
a lot of R&B.
Yeah, a lot of R&B
stuff. Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I have a personal favour to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you performed at the 2020 cricket a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Now, I'm from a Sri Lankan background, right? And my family pretty much, when Sri Lanka's not playing, they pick a cricket team to stalk.
Okay.
Like around Melbourne.
Yeah,
so we had a big cricket party the time you performed at the 2020 Australia-South Africa. And South Africa was the team, unfortunately, that's picked to stalk this year. So when you were performing, four of my cousins said, "Now, that girl is Sri Lankan." Now, I know you're not Sri Lankan, yeah, but they don't believe me when I said that. Can you confirm that you are not Sri Lankan?
I'm not Sri Lankan.
And if you get any emails or marriage proposals, just ignore them.
Okay. That's great.
She's not getting married to my cousin, if you're listening. How was it like performing at the G? Is that the biggest crowd you performed in front of? Live?
I must say, it it has been the biggest, and it was a different crowd too, so I was a little bit nervous about the reaction and performing, so but it was great, you know, the vibe and everyone was just really going for it, so it was, yeah, it's great to see.
And you launched into a bit of rap yourself too, I noticed. She's really spreading her jets now. I thought
it's a hidden thing. No. No, you know, I just kind of wanted to just, I guess I was feeling the music and, you know, was just going with the flow, and that just happened to pop out, so.
And was that Hayley Jeans I saw as one of your backup singers? Is it Hayley Jeans?
Hayley Jeans.
That's her name.
Yeah, that is. Yes,
because you were like, Hayley?
She's great. She was cool. And we actually didn't have time to kind of rehearse it, so it was just kind of in and out.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was a good gig.
Yeah. It was amazing. You had my cousins impressed, I can tell you that. And what's in store for you for 2009?
There's heaps of things that are happening. With, you know, just having a lot of discussions about, you know, touring and going overseas and just all about that stuff. But, yeah, so that's in the process. And
are you going to give us any clues as to what your next single's going to be?
It's so hard because there's so many good songs to choose from. And, you know, I'm just so proud of the album and just to see the outcome and the reaction from the public. But you know, we've just had a lot of emails coming in, just, you know, from fans, and seeing what they think is, you know,
yeah,
the right choice and stuff. So it's been great, but maybe it might be, it's in between like Been Waiting, Up Down, and Because, but
yeah,
out of those three, I love them. It's so hard to choose. So
well, there you go, Been Waiting, Up Down, and Because. We'll be looking out for those three.
Yay.